Hello and welcome. He didn't know I clicked record.
No.
Anyways, hello and welcome. This is episode one of The Curva. Officially episode one of The Curva. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This has been a long time coming. Thank you to everybody that followed the socials, to everybody that is on board with us. You're going to have a wonderful time on this show. Season one is fully planned out. You guys expect an episode as frequently as possible. It's going to be really cool. I'm here with my two hosts.
Yeah.
Praise. Say what's up.
What's up, G?
And tell me.
What's up?
A bit closer to the mic, please.
What's up?
Yeah. So we're just going to hop straight. Yeah. We're just going to hop straight into episode one now and the content for the episode. So, yeah, it's been a very long season, guys. It's been... The Prem was ridiculous. It was stupid. There was Serie A, there was La Liga, there was... I don't know if you guys watched Serie A and La Liga.
Not that much, actually.
There was the Bundesliga.
I did not.
Then why do we have a football podcast if we don't watch football?
I watch the Prem now.
We watch
Bundesliga.
Like, Champions League gives us the scope of other leagues, kind of.
We say that, but then every English team is out of the Champions League round of 16
My point exactly. We are not basically watching English teams in the Champions League. We are watching other teams in the Champions League.
Right.
Like other teams like Serie A, like Liga, like Barca, Inter Milan, Juve, those kind of things.
Yeah.
PSG, like, so it's giving us a little bit scope of other leagues. We don't really watch other leagues per se like that, but... Like, when we watch them in Champions League, we're like, okay, this is how they, like, behave.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean...
Someone's watching Villarreal now. Like, Villarreal was giving Liverpool a hard time. Was it, like, 2 years ago or even 3 years ago, Seth?
It's 2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Villarreal was, like, trying to, like, box Liverpool. But, like...
Yeah.
So, in our mind, we knew, okay, this is how Villarreal is in that league. Like, this is how, like... Yeah,
like the good thing is that it's different. Like, these guys that we played in Europe or Atalanta... Like, in the
very
league,
true. In the league, they were not very good.
we in that case, it was not Champions League. Okay, let's not compare Champions League football to Europa League football.
It's still European football.
Yeah, it is still European football, but we should not compare it. See, I'm very certain that if that was a Champions League match, Atalanta versus Liverpool.
By the way,
guys,
this guy prays. Believes in aura football way too much.
No. Wait.
I'm looking. Look at the camera.
Wait.
He believes in aura football way too much.
Wait.
This guy thinks that the aura of a club
can
somehow make the players play better. I don't seem to understand.
There's something different. There's actually something different. See,
I understand where he's coming from.
Exactly.
But still, like,
I'm quite sure that if Liverpool played Atalanta in Champions League, brother. There was no way we were collecting three.
But they would have.
Blood, this is the same club. This is the same team that beat
Atalanta.
Cool down. This is the same team that made Leverkusen look average.
Atalanta.
That final.
Exactly. They made them look average.
Like, so what I like this. I like this. Aura.
What aura?
It is the final. You don't treat a final like, come on, it's beans, bro. It is the final. Atalanta went there, and obviously Bayer Leverkusen have been drinking beer too much. Drinking beer too much. And get this. Leverkusen did the same thing Liverpool did. They underestimated Lookman. They were like...
Who did we underestimate?
We underestimated the whole team. Come on now.
Before he keeps going, shout out Gasperini. That guy is on my list for coaches of the season. But let's keep going. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
But still, I believe Liverpool underestimated. Because, okay, see what happened. When we went to their home, tell me what happened. We missed chances, but yeah. But are you telling me that if we played the same way we played them in their home at Anfield, you tell me that we'll have not bagged like 2 goals? Come on now, let's be real.
I understand where you're coming from. They're like, okay.
You're understanding where I'm coming from, but you're still.
Anyways, before we let this Liverpool fan rant on for too long.
come on. That's not the topic for today.
Before we let him rant for too long.
Is Gasperini leaving Atalanta?
I don't think so. I don't think he's leaving. But I saw what's his name is leaving Dortmund.
Yeah, this morning.
Yeah, I saw Terzic. I don't like.
He had a fight with Hummels.
Oh.
And I heard that like they now like, that's what that was the rumor that like close to like the Champions League final they had a fight and it wasn't just working anymore and the club had to pick between two of them.
Because I don't know how they didn't have a very good season in general. That Champions League finals was to a certain degree a mistake.
Dortmund entering Champions League final.
Because PSG didn't turn on when they were supposed to.
Exactly.
They were also on a weak part of the bracket.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like,
explain turn on.
Like
the chances they
like
missed.
PSG didn't
see
like
the
take
Liverpool
PSG
miss,
hit the bar
though.
Like 100 times against Dortmund. Like that match could have easily been like
so
a 4-2.
Liverpool, but okay, there's no problem.
When did we hit the bar?
not the bar, but we missed chances. Like the same way PSG missed.
Bro,
see my day.
Leave
my
that match.
Let's cool down. Let's cool down. PSG missed a lot.
Exactly.
That part of the bracket was just generally the weaker part of the bracket. If you put Arsenal on that part of the bracket, they are in the Champions League semis.
I thought we were going to finals.
Not finals, though. They are in the semis, at least.
Okay, yeah.
Because, like Atletico didn't turn up. Inter didn't turn up.
Yeah.
Look at the way Atletico made such quick work of Inter. This is the same team that won the Scudetto this season. Like, they didn't look like themselves at all.
Yes.
So, there was the champs. The champs was weird. Regular Real Madrid, you know.
I swear. Like, sad.
Yeah.
Ending football for good.
I had hope that first half that probably Dortmund were going to like.
You know, Dortmund actually bored though.
Yeah, they bored like first half now.
Dortmund bored.
Let's not say a certain man with an afro whose name shall not be named on this podcast.
Adeyemi.
Oh my God.
Afro, who's that?
Adeyemi. I think he missed one chance.
One chance?
You did not watch highlights?
I didn't watch him much now.
Blood. That guy had a disaster
had
class.
One on one with goalkeeper.
I saw that one.
He left goalkeeper.
Yeah,
like, goalkeeper was like. Like it was kind of open post, bro.
He dribbled away from the goal. This guy was one on one, and he took a touch so far away from goal. Like this guy traveled. He traveled.
I do remember, like, cause my friends and I, we play FIFA, like, but we do co-op that kind of thing. So there's this guy, his name is Nesu. So anytime he gets the ball, anytime we pass the ball to him, he's going to the left wing, and I'm like, bro, like you're one on one with the goalkeeper, like. Come on now. Like, do you want to go to the left wing then cross it back for us? Mm. So that's exactly what Adeyemi did. Like, he went to the corner flag, and I'm like, you're
like,
one on one.
Where are you going?
Like, come on. Like, if it's to chip keeper, bro, like chip the keeper.
I understand Aura, but Courtois Aura is in that. Like,
exactly. It's not that much, bro.
Try.
Like, Courtois, like, come on now.
Try. Like, he's outside the
you
post.
You can't tell me that Courtois has 5 million Aura. Like, 5 million Aura.
Like,
no,
calm down.
No.
It's ridiculous.
But it's calm, it's calm.
But yeah, we had a top 5 leagues that was quite interesting. We had Leverkusen this season.
Yeah.
Having a better invincible season than a certain club that won't be named.
Oh well, we can't say that.
I will say that they did. Because they ended the season with less draws.
Yeah, but
with more wins and less draws.
It's basically but still invincible, but because it's basically like what Arsenal did. They did not win the cup. Arsenal did not win the cup. Like after
they won the league.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they won the FA Cup. It was double for double. They won the FA Cup that year.
Okay. But I know that
they didn't win the champs.
They didn't win champs.
They made it to the finals, but they didn't win.
Exactly. Same thing with Leverkusen.
Barca, they played the champs.
Huh? Yeah, it was Barca, yeah.
Exactly. Same thing with Leverkusen. Leverkusen went to the finals, but.
It was better.
Yeah, we can argue, okay? This is an argument for another day, but we can argue.
That what?
That it was the Premier League. Don't talk.
That what?
Don't talk it. We can argue that it was the Premier League. That is why it was. That is why Leverkusen was
still
better.
Still.
You
know? Still.
I don't want Farouk to talk. Farouk doesn't listen. Because Farouk has this vague idea that Premier League is shit, bro.
I'm not saying it's shit. I'm saying, cool down. I'm not saying the Premier is shit. I'm saying that the Premier League is slowly becoming a Farmers League, one. And two, the gap between the leagues is not as wide as we make it seem.
So basically, shit.
I think I grab where it's coming from, Sha.
You like why does Temi always grab somewhere? Where, okay,
I grab where he's coming from.
I
grab what is where he's coming from. But okay, what's the but? At Okam, there's but. You see,
like we make it seem like the mid table in certain leagues is like just certain walkover clubs, but in reality, it's not, because if the mid table in other leagues are walkover clubs, then United should be doing easy work of Villarreal or Valencia in a final, which they didn't.
Exactly.
Look, Liverpool should be beating Sevilla in the Europa League finals, which they didn't. So, I mean, let's keep it a buck. Like, those clubs aren't walkovers. Tottenham can't get by these teams either, and Tottenham are supposed to be the best of the worst.
Like I said, Premier League is kind of different for me.
See, that's the thing. Like,
we can't keep saying.
I won't call it tougher, but like I mean,
God save the Queen. Football doesn't win cups.
Yeah,
and that's just what it is. Like this Brexit ball thing, like it doesn't win cups. It doesn't. West Ham managed to win that first
conference
that they had. But like after that, you can't just.
They even said that they won it because of Rice.
You can't say Inshallah, park the bus, score one goal, and just.
Yeah, Leicester did it.
I mean, they did it in the Prem for one season, and now where are they? Relegated and back again. Let's be serious.
They got relegated because of like they were hajiring. They were serious, bro.
But still, like Farouk is right. I won't lie. Like the thing with Prem is that there's a top six. I think the only reason why I would say like the Prem is only a Farmers League like material yet, because like I feel if you look at the other teams apart from top six, Villa, Newcastle, like I feel what they achieve every season, comparing it to like other like leagues, like if you look at La Liga now, Barca, Madrid, Atletico, like the other teams like Villarreal, what's these guys again? I've forgotten their name. These guys. Oyoza Brawl that is in this club. We also see that all those clubs.
Yeah.
You compare their achievements to what like teams in Prem are doing, like still higher. And also like if you look at I want to look at the financial side of it and not the football side of it. Like
financially, you can see that English clubs are big like.
And we have the bigger pool also.
Bigger
the,
what?
The pool. We have bigger
funds.
I mean players like even people like German players, French players, like you tell them when you come to this club, like come to clubs like Newcastle or West Ham, they might leave their Marseille or whatever and still want to come to Prem.
I mean, I guess, but like that's like, what
sorry,
I'm saying.
Kudus
like,
now from
okay,
Ajax.
Fair.
Ajax is probably one Tonali of the biggest.
Yeah, Ajax is clearly bigger than
exactly
West Ham, but
and
going to West Ham because
he went to West
Ham.
Tonali didn't exactly like coming to.
Yeah, and players like Tonali are an example of the opposite.
Yeah,
like
opposite.
Imagine living in Milan your whole life when they tell you have to go live in Newcastle. Blood.
Newcastle.
I'm firing my agent.
Where there's
I'm so sorry. I'm
there's
pothole.
Like you are driving.
I can't.
West comes.
But yeah, with the leagues ending, we have to take a look at the top five scorers, at least in the Prem. Who are the top five scorers in the Prem last season?
Haaland, Watkins,
Isak,
Solanke, and Salah.
I think so.
It's the fact that I had Cole Palmer. Cole Palmer.
Oh, that's true.
Right.
So Salah was sixth.
Was it sixth?
I know
Salah was higher than Isak.
Are you sure? Probably had the same number.
Oh, you have internet now. Counts.
Oh, Jesus. Haaland.
Yeah.
Cole Palmer. Mm-hmm. Isak.
Cole Palmer.
Foden was fourth.
Let me guess, Nicolas Jackson.
Watkins was tied. Okay, Watkins, Foden, and Solanke were all tied for fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Salah is seventh.
Mm. Salah is seventh. Who is sixth?
No, as in like three people are tied for fourth, so they have four, five, and six.
Okay, so Salah is five.
He's seventh.
Salah is five.
He's seventh. Yeah. Like it's like
three people collected four.
Anyways, back away from this Liverpool fan. Because what?
I mean.
Anyways, they were the top five scorers in the Prem. Isak had a better season than I thought he would, to be very honest. I'll drop my pride.
Give him the accolades that he's meant to have.
I'll give him his flowers.
Thank you.
I remember when he was in Sociedad.
World-class striker. Thank you.
I remember when he was in Sociedad and clubs were trying to pick him up. And I remember Arsenal, one of the clubs, they were trying to pick him up. And I was watching his highlights, and I'm like, this guy is kind of like a lanky Henry. Like, he's pacey, he seems to be a solid finisher.
Yeah,
but I was just always
clinical.
Like, the one thing that I was always scared of is like, if this guy comes to the Prem,
can he do it?
One Brexit centre back hits him and he's out for the season. Like, he's too lanky.
True,
and
sure,
that's
what
happened. Like, he came, he pulled up, and before you know it, he's injured again and again.
He has learned his lesson now. That's why.
I feel like if he builds a little bit more of a body, he can, like you said, be a world-class striker. But yeah,
First impression, because this season he was hyping. He was hyping at
Italy. Yeah, as soon as the season started, and I saw Isak, brother, I'm like, nah, this guy is good. Like, he's good.
Honestly, like,
What he pulled up against Tottenham, even what he pulled up against us, like Liverpool, him and Gordon.
He did score against us.
You know. I think he assisted Gordon. He assisted
the red card Van Dijk one.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, exactly. He scored against us now.
Yeah.
Bro, first, that was not actually a red card though. Like, we can argue that that was not
was red, was
card.
Red. Was
Come
red.
On now. He got the ball.
Just look, it's okay. It's always red.
You see,
red.
You see this guy is so used to Brexit.
No.
That he's in the same argument. You know, a center back, he like Sunday league slide. They're like, oh, I got more red. I got more.
But actually, okay, fine. That was actually a clean tackle, but it's calm.
The thing is that you can't call something clean. Like, they look at the aftermath of it, actually, also. Like,
Isak took the penalty.
Uh-huh.
You fouled Isak. The guy stood up and called his pen.
But, Flood, you can't go studs in flying at me. He get the ball first.
No.
When Van Dijk did that stuff, I was so surprised. Because it was
like, do you guys remember?
Like, it was a clumsy tackle.
Do you guys remember the tackle that he tackled, Van Dijk tackled Rashford one time that he faced him? It was like last two seasons or last season. Mm-hmm. Like Rashford was sprinting with the ball.
Also, I'm so sorry. Just to be fair, this isn't the first time Van Dijk has done this. Because I remember there was a Champions League game against Napoli that he nearly killed Insigne.
Yes,
I know.
And he, I don't even remember him getting
yellow. Was not red. Yeah, that I know.
So, so like sometimes he overcommits. Yeah. So we should be fair to say
that he doesn't do it enough. That's what he, like, he doesn't. It's very rare.
It's very rare for you to see him do. It's like Saliba. When Saliba commits, he looks dangerous as hell, but he's actually like, he knows he's getting that ball.
Mm.
Like, first Van Dijk got the ball, but the ref was like, okay now, like, okay, like, let's calm down. You can't have an attempted murder.
I'm very sure people that listen to this podcast will have differences about it.
Well, honestly, I'm going to go back to Isak. Like, he was class.
Yeah, Isak was class. Yeah, Dominic Solanke was also a breakout. Yeah.
I'm so surprised he didn't go to. I don't know why they didn't call him up. There are too many strikers.
There's too many.
But they could have Solanke dropped Tony.
Could have dropped Tony.
Solanke for England?
Yeah.
While Kane was there. Kane.
But what Kane is at Tony?
Does he still have a chance?
Who? Kane?
Yeah, forgetting his... look at his last name.
Solanke.
I don't even think he starts for Nigeria.
Dominic Solanke?
I actually don't think he does.
Solanke won't start for Nigeria?
I don't think
Come
so.
On now.
But I don't
Bro, that's the one position. We can, I think... Does he have caps for England yet?
I don't think so.
I don't think he does. Yeah, we still have the chance to call him up. But I don't think he starts.
I don't think he wants to come.
Solanke.
Bro, Osimhen, Boniface. Iheanacho is not dropping that position. They are not dropping Iheanacho.
The thing is that he could have gone for England.
Lookman is a left winger.
Why are they taking Ivan Tony?
Tony is more clinical.
But the thing is that, what is his name again? Southgate, he said, I am taking these players according to performances. Solanke had a better performance this season.
Well, he did, but Tony had more contributions. Yeah, he had more contributions.
Sorry. He was on his camp bet in what he called that stuff.
Exactly, and he came back and had more contributions. He didn't just come back and was, like, lagging.
He was dead when he came back.
Hey!
Yes, he was.
Bro came back and scored his first free kick. Come on now.
That was after that goal, you know, he only scored, like, some goals.
I'm not talking about scoring. I say contributions to goal, bro.
Nah. Have you seen Solanke play?
Solanke, if he doesn't score, what is he doing?
Solanke sat somebody there on Kwambala.
He's sitting people. He said that he picked these players according to what?
Performances.
So, why am I seeing Luis Dunk?
I think there's some people that he just likes.
That battle with season don't go.
Hey!
Blood. Brighton. Defense was
brother.
But the thing was...
Do you know what it means for a club like Brighton to finish with a negative goal difference? I can't take anyone.
I think so many people left. Like, their midfield was crumbled, actually. I won't lie.
Like, Fez. Their midfield was quite empty. I'll give them that. But god damn. Like...
But I think they're just those players are like... They just make it there, like
I'm seeing. He
said, "What's this guy's name?"
He said it's based on performance, and I'm seeing Conor Gallagher coming over people like Grealish.
No, Gallagher.
Over
this season.
People like
Gallagher this season. God,
I'm so sorry, man.
Gallagher this season.
He was okay,
bro.
There's so many more people that deserve.
I would take Gallagher in Liverpool for 5 minutes.
I do think.
I'm not joking,
huh?
Gallagher. Why are you laughing? Are you laughing?
And this is the blood, brother.
What?
This is the guy.
You guys are on hyping Gallagher.
Wait, calm down. And this is the guy that was like seriously Look, get this, oh, get this. Get this. Guys, no, get this. I said that I would prefer Sancho. Like, I would.
Bro,
no. I said, wait. I said, I want Sancho. Like, I want Sancho in Liverpool. So now, come on now. Let's throw the question. Let's throw the question out. Sancho or Gallagher?
How is that a question? I'm confused, though.
Sancho or Gallagher?
You see, you can't tell me to pick between a Ketula and a Port here. No, I'm so sorry.
You guys are underhyping Gallagher so much.
Bro, look, man.
And you're underhyping Sancho, bro.
Gallagher is okay.
You are.
See, Gallagher is okay. I'll just tell you the truth. Just, you know the thing? When a team is so shit for half of his
season, you know, I heard this thing you can say, yes.
Anybody that plays average. Do you remember when Arsenal were playing absolute dog water football? And we thought that Kieran Tierney was a top five left back in the world just because of how bad Arsenal was. Like, because of how bad Arsenal was, it made Tierney look so good. So when Chelsea gets better, watch this guy sit on the bench. I promise you.
No way, calm down. Gallagher was on loan. Is it Crystal Palace?
No, he had a good loan.
Was it Crystal Palace?
He was Crystal Palace.
Yes, he was so good.
He was
there.
Great.
And he kept, like, I just think players like Gallagher.
He worked
like
well with Eze and Wilson. That's why. They had, like, a trio kind of thing.
But the thing with, you know, me, I like Gallagher because he's, I don't want to say I like that Henderson role, but like, he just looks like that guy that will give you like 100% every match.
Aura captain.
He's an aura captain.
No, come on, guys.
No. actually, you do need, I feel you do.
No,
need,
yeah, you need
one
leaders
person.
Like
exactly.
That.
Yeah, exactly.
And you Gallagher do. Will give it to you, I'm telling you, 100%.
I guess.
Maybe it was a stretch, and I want him in Liverpool, but still, like, I heard they want to sell him, and I'm like,
a stretch
why?
Now. Before it was not a stretch.
That your Sancho
it,
one.
It was,
that
it was not
over,
a stretch
over,
now.
Over. God forbid Sancho. Go and buy him now.
I actually do pray that Sancho enters Liverpool and he balls.
I just want to look at Dortmund seem to be looking to sell him. Like, they're not
United,
keeping him.
They're not keeping him, yeah.
Yeah, and
yeah,
United
they're
look
they're
to sell him. So,
yeah,
I don't think he's staying in the Prem.
Yes, I even want him in the Prem.
I have a strong feeling that he's going Serie A away.
Yeah. No, I think he's going to stay in Dortmund. Like, yes, Dortmund wants to buy him.
No, they don't. Like, they don't have the funds to keep him. They don't have the funds to keep him, yeah. Yeah, Dortmund is having a very horrible time right now. Didn't you see they had like a whole deal with like an arms company or something? That's how you know that club is in the mud. Like, they are really going through it right now.
Arms company as well. Like
yeah,
guns.
Like guns, like weapons. Yeah, they had a deal with an arms company. Like, that's ridiculous. No.
Well, they want to,
like, the fans even had a whole protest about the whole thing.
They want to put,
the
want to put their
everything.
Players in the military.
Like,
why?
Yeah. So, like, I don't think they have the funds to keep him. So, they're just going to send him back to United.
I'm not saying Sancho is not good. Like, I agree with you. Sancho will go to like another club and ball.
I said this thing to you guys the other day, and I'll say it again just for microphone to like have it on tape. But we have seen Sancho before, and his name is Theo Walcott.
Stop now.
We have seen him before.
I think we should go
bro.
To Dortmund and tell those people that we need guns. We need to shoot this boy.
Nah, I'm
who
serious.
Who did he call us? Was it Gordon Aguirre?
Gordon. I have seen
like,
this player before.
What's this guy's name?
Yes, Walcott.
Gordon Redmond. Yes, Gordon Redmond.
I swear to you, there is nothing different.
Your Gordon argument is still closer than this Sancho. No, Sancho.
Sancho, look. Sancho is a good... So, okay. Sancho.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I'll say the same sentence,
Let
but
with cook.
A different player.
Let him cook.
Jadon Sancho.
Is cooking.
Is the Neymar of Theo Walcott.
No, now.
People don't even get.
That's what you said.
Sancho is he's the Neymar Jr. of Walcott.
Yeah, I don't agree.
Because the only difference is blood can dribble.
Ah!
He can hold our wing, can't they? Like, keep him.
Do we not remember Walcott? I'm not. By the way, I'm not saying Walcott is a bad player.
Sancho
I'm just saying that there's a type.
Sancho can't score to save his life.
There's a type of player. How many goals are you getting for?
He doesn't score much goal because that's not his role.
Right.
When Neymar was playing with Messi and
no,
Suarez.
No, that's because Neymar is a generational talent. And I'm saying that
Neymar didn't score as much.
You know, the statement of Neymar as he's saying like he's the best
I'm
of
saying
the
he's the best of the players of that like
oh, yeah,
archetype.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they don't like their role is not to score.
Yeah, that's
their
what I'm saying.
Dribble and get the
no,
ball
no, no,
into
that's
the
what
box.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But like he
that
brings
doesn't
something
make him a flop.
Bit more. I'm not saying like yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying he's a flop. I'm not saying Walcott is a bad player.
You are saying Walcott is a bad player.
No, blood. I
you
actually
are saying
like
Walcott is a mid player.
It's always nice to have players like Walcott on your team. But the reality is that
like
Walcott can't be the best player on your team.
This is what he said. He said it's always nice. It's as if you're like,
oh, yeah.
It's as if, okay, most people don't like beans. Okay,
let me bring another.
It is nice to eat beans so that I can grow.
No. Like, it's all about having balance in your team, right? So, like, here's another example. You have players like Martinelli.
Mm-hmm.
The reality of it is that a player like Martinelli isn't going to provide many goals for you in a season.
True.
He's going to create, like, havoc, whatever the fuck. I don't know. Like, Timo Werner, too, which is why teams keep wasting money on that guy. Because he causes havoc. But it's always nice to have that role because
Mudrik, just put another one. Mudrik.
Don't put Mudrik there.
Bro, I saw I remember back in Twitter when the guy first came to Chelsea and he had that 007. And they say he avoided 007 because of one nasty assist. Then people were like, this guy is looking like Chernobyl money.
007. Who completed that? Okay, that was Mount. Damn.
007. Yeah, Mount was a 007.
More than, bro.
You entered
double digits.
Wait, did Havertz avoid 007?
Yeah, he did.
That's actually amazing.
They dashed. You guys now, what's his name? I forgot to get Saka. Saka was like, come and take penalty.
To be honest, I'm proud of Kai Havertz this season.
Yeah, he
had a great, like, he shocked me.
Okay, get this. Havertz bored more than Gallagher. Fight me.
No. They are different positions.
No, they are though.
No, but like, you guys played Havertz.
No,
down.
I will say something.
No, like, okay, so I'll tell the truth. Havertz playing that number 8 role is a horrible football player.
Yes, exactly.
But when you put him in that center forward with Saka and like Trossard or Martinelli,
he can just drop
He drops in, he's a completely different player. He looks like fucking Thomas Muller. It's a completely different player.
But like, Gallagher kind of played that role though.
No,
he played the number 8 role.
Number 8 role. Like,
yeah, he did.
The thing was that he had many roles. I was saying,
exactly. Like, Chelsea was just so shit that he had to. Bro, like, again, I'll bring back Tierney. No, cool down.
He just was that shit.
No, they were just so shit that he had to play those many roles. Yeah. I'll bring back that Tierney discussion. I'll bring back Tierney again. When Tierney was clearly the best player on Arsenal, he was playing left back, he was playing left wing. I remember sometimes Bloody used to drift to the right wing and cut inside. Like, it was bad.
The thing with, I don't think you can compare Tierney.
No, I can't compare him, but I'm saying the situation.
I just feel, even if, the thing is that, one thing I agree with is that if Chelsea like become like better and everything, maybe Gallagher will sit on bench for some while because obviously there are better players there that haven't gotten to their full potential. But
I think
Caicedo.
Yeah, Caicedo.
They still have Enzo Fernandez. I love that guy. I won't lie.
You know,
that guy is class.
That guy is the worst signing we've seen.
I think the money was too much, but you can. If he was signed,
Episode 8, we'll discuss this.
Fernandez for 50M or something like that, you'll be calling him trash now.
Fernandez.
Is the money that is blocking
Bruno?
Enzo.
Sorry. I keep forgetting. You know, there's some players that their last name is not their name. Sorry.
Exactly. How do you pronounce Bruno Fernandes' like last name?
Fernandes. Portuguese.
Fernandes.
But I like him on Fernandes. Enzo
is one of those players that can be really good on.
Exactly. Day. Like when you see him play, you know that he can be good.
Yeah, he's a good ball distributor.
With the right coach, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, now that we've circled back and we've been talking about wingers who might be able to score goals, we can talk about the proper like topic of today's episode.
He's not
wingers that are strikers. That are wingers. That are, what the fuck are you? Like, there's a list of players that have kind of filled this role in history. I mean, to most recent memory, we've had like Salah, we've had Mane, we've had the GOAT himself, Thierry Henry, greatest of all time. At that position.
The current one, Mbappe.
Mbappe. We have Mbappe. We have Ronaldo earlier on in his career. We have
the flop of it, Gakpo.
And Rashford.
Gakpo is not a flop, brother. Not
Are we ready to call Gakpo a flop?
Bro,
Gakpo is
not. When they play him as a
CF.
Yeah, he's a flop,
I don't think he should be playing centre forward.
He's a left winger.
I don't know what Klopp did.
Like when Klopp played him as a left winger,
the
guy converted.
The person that cost it, I've forgotten their coach's name.
Netherlands coach. They didn't have any striker at that point in time.
Was it Ronald Koeman at the time?
For World Cup.
For the World Cup, was it Ronald Koeman?
Yeah, he was on that put Gakpo in strike.
You know, the thing about Dutch football is, I think, still the most fluid football in the world. That total football system, like, they adhere to the 4-3-3, like, so religiously. Because, I mean, they invented it, no?
Yeah.
So, like, when they have, like, a winger play as that CF, it doesn't really mean anything to them because it's just a role they are filling. Like, you know that thing Pep always said, like, oh, there's no such thing as positions.
Yeah, yeah.
Just spaces in the pitch. So I think that because of that, they emphasize players being able to play those multiple positions when they have to. And I think, you know, I actually think he might pop next season because Arne Slot might come in and be able to. Yeah, Gakpo, yeah.
Do you mean in center forward or left wing?
Like, just generally. Just generally. Because Arne Slot will be able to utilize that to a better degree, I think.
Let us see.
But the thing with this winger,
and I think Klopp did see something to have put him there, because Klopp isn't the type of he like, you know, Klopp's positions, like Jurgen Klopp's players have very specific styles. Like when Mane was about leaving Liverpool and Luis Diaz came in, like you could like that, the Spider-Man meme, like they were pointing at each other like the same player. Like
I miss.
I actually do miss him.
Oh, that was a good era. Money Diaz Salah. Like, was nice.
No Money Diaz. Money Firmino Salah.
No, like when Diaz came.
Yeah, like when Diaz had just come in.
Oh, through the middle.
You can tell that like there's very specific roles that your young course players are trying to fill, and he clearly did see something in Gakpo.
I don't think Gakpo, like, I don't know if he fits the role, sure.
Not too well. Because you need to be a bit more technically gifted to play centre forward.
And that's why I like Havertz in the role. The way I don't know. I don't think Havertz is.
I wouldn't call Havertz a centre forward. Okay, so there's this position that they claim is invented by Thomas Muller. I think they call it Rademeister or something. Rademeister. It's like, I think it's like Space Invader or something, or Space Master. And like, all they do kind of is sit in space and move around the pitch in ways that would like disrupt the defensive back line instead of being the guy to score those goals. And you saw him do it a lot. And he's just like in the right place at the right time to kind of score the goal. But we saw how many one-on-ones the guy missed. Like, he's clearly not the best finisher in the world.
Who?
Havertz.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I don't know. With Havertz, they're just his passes. He has this like inside passes. I forgot what you want to call it.
Yeah.
He knows how to do it very well.
Yeah. I think another center forward, I think one of the best center forward post Messi, I think, that never really gets his flowers, Paulo Dybala to me. Paulo Dybala, he plays that tranquetista. Like, he is a tranquetista. Like, he doesn't play anywhere else. Don't put him on. Like, he wants to drop deep, play with his midfield.
Yeah.
He wants to cut in, be late to the goal. He just does it so well.
Firmino, though.
I can't say Firmino is better than Dybala.
Yeah, no, he's not.
No, like, Firmino played it very well, too. He played it amazingly, too. But yeah, like, when was the last? Let me see this. How many times have one of these sorts of players, before I even get ahead of myself, we've kind of had a death of pure strikers. Like, there are not a lot of pure strikers anymore in football. Like, the biggest clubs don't have pure strikers. Madrid just won a Champions League without a striker, technically. Like, unless you want to say Jose Lu was the striker, like, they didn't have a striker. We have teams like
City didn't have a striker.
City haven't had, like, before Haaland. We don't have it. Arsenal doesn't have a striker.
We don't have a striker.
City played strikerless for a very long time. That period, Aguero was kind of injured for like eternity. Barca have technically been doing this for eons now. Before they just play without a striker. Yeah, before.
But I think the time between when Suarez left, it was empty there.
Yeah, it was.
Did we have a striker?
Liverpool. I mean, technically, if you want to count Bobby Firmino as a striker, then you guys did.
Well, the thing is that we are the definition of a winger striker.
Exactly. Yeah, he's not a pure striker, clearly. But, like, yeah, the striker.
Because that guy was playing midfield.
Exactly.
Klopp was like, okay. I see you're cooking.
But the thing is that, I can't call
his midfield.
Yeah, it's the Klopp style of play.
Like, Firmino was originally a midfielder.
Oh, yeah, he was a camp.
Exactly. So, but Klopp saw something like, you're like, okay, I see what I can do with this guy.
You can hold this for me.
Pushed him to CF.
And I think that because of this like new total football mentality, the 4-3-3 and the box midfield and all that kind of stuff, we've kind of had like a change in where the goals are coming from. So now so like you could call Thierry Henry a pure striker, But the 4-4-2 that the Invincibles Arsenal played kind of had Dennis Bergkamp drop for him to come in from that. That's why we have like that classic Henry goal. You know, the one where he comes in from the left side and he covers you with his right foot. It's because he was technically playing as a winger. Because he was running, making those deep runs from the wing.
Yeah.
That we had that kind of thing. And since him, we've had so many players emulate that position.
Mbappe does it well.
Mbappe is his region.
Yeah, exactly. Mbappe does it so well.
Mbappe is a literal region. Aubameyang kind of did that for a while too.
Guy, where the fuck is that guy?
He's in Marseille. He had a wonderful season.
Oba?
Yeah.
He had a good season.
Old man like that.
Hold on. Let me actually...
Bald head.
You see him now, you know he's Aubameyang. So
he for real?
He cuts his hair, everything.
Yeah, I've seen him though. Yeah. I've seen him.
But won't you call Haaland like the perfect striker?
Haaland is a pure striker. He's an absolute striker. Him, Harry Kane.
Lewandowski.
Boniface.
Yeah.
Boniface also.
Yeah, Boniface
I won't
is
say
like
Osimhen, but...
Osimhen is...
I would say he's a pure striker.
He is a pure striker.
Because where else would you put that guy on the pitch?
True, sure, true. I want to call Nicolas Jackson.
Nico! Nunez is a striker.
No.
Yeah, no. Nunez is a striker.
Nunez is a striker.
Nunez is a striker.
Is he a good striker?
That's the question.
But he's a striker.
You could drop him in the left wing.
Yeah, he basically was playing LF.
But the thing is that he does nothing but run on the left.
Exactly.
Oh, no. In him, oh my God, I keep on forgetting where we signed this guy from.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Benfica? Yeah. Just right before we keep going, he actually had, God damn, Aubameyang had a crazy season,
yeah,
you know. He had 17 goals in Ligue 1, 8 assists. Yeah, he had a very solid season. I think they made it to the semis of Europa too.
Yeah.
And I think he was the top scorer in the Europa
Atlanta
League.
That them, no?
For real?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, it was Atlanta that removed them. Yeah.
Atlanta.
Yeah, he was Atlanta.
I think we would have played.
You would have played Marseille. Yeah. He was the top scorer in the Europa League, so I think he had
but
10 goals.
You guys do know that Nunes was a left forward.
No, he was playing strike in Benfica.
He was playing LF, bro.
It's because he played two strikers.
Yeah, exactly.
He was playing LF.
Yeah, LF is also... You see, this man is addicted to FIFA. Because when the letters change, it's a new position to him.
No. Like, I'm agreeing that he played as a striker, but he didn't play like the striker that he's playing right now, like... Middle. No.
But that's
yeah,
that's
from
yeah,
the left.
That's what I'm saying.
Farouk was saying about like Henry. Now.
Yeah, Henry. Yeah.
Two striker stuff. Where
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What's the person that drops him?
I believe that if not,
was it the guy that's in PSG now? What's his name?
Ramos.
Was it Ramos?
I don't think Ramos.
Wasn't Gonçalo.
No. Wasn't Gonçalo. Mm. He came after Nunes. Yeah.
I do believe that if we play Nunes from the left as a striker. Would convert more
for Mitchell to change.
So you're saying,
No. I'm not saying.
Me, so just to clarify, what you're saying is that you think Nunez is a winger striker?
No, he isn't.
He's
not.
He's.
I don't think he's that. Technical.
Because I watched because when we signed him, I went back to watch his play. That guy was a terrorist. Probably I don't know if it's because of the league, but that guy was a terrorist. Like. He was so clinical that most of his one-on-ones were goals.
I think
coming from the wing. Get this now. Coming from the wing.
So that's but like
down the middle?
But yeah, before I keep going, that's kind of the definition of what we're saying here.
Yeah.
Strikers that come in from the wing.
Then yeah, he can be classified as a winger. He played a winger striker in Benfica.
I don't think
he has the pace,
he's
but
not
like
technically gifted to be called a winger striker.
But you know the issue? The issue is like, is this just a body type thing? Because somebody like Lukaku, we like to think of Lukaku as Didier Drogba region. But the reality is that's just not how Lukaku plays. Lukaku actually kind of plays a bit more like a winger striker than we would give him. He likes to like get him behind. He likes to run
him.
He drops it like that now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
now
when he was
he's
in
slow.
Everton, he likes to have the ball at his feet.
Brother is
he
slow
liked
now.
To, he likes to like drift wide. Like,
but don't you think like this winger striker stuff also depends on the system?
It also no, it heavily does
because like if you look at Liverpool, like the era,
yeah,
the only reason why Salah and Mane
became
fixed because Firmino was dropping in,
yeah, and if I would, yeah, you're yeah. very right yeah. because like even the period that Alexis Sanchez had with Arsenal,
yeah,
where it was him and Ozil that were the main guys, it was because he had that Ozil that he could like make those sorts of.
And that's why you can't see things like winger striker in City, because there's an out and out.
Exactly,
an out and out person there. There's nobody dropping in.
City have never really had that kind of player. To be fair, City have had for a very long time a problem with wingers that convert. Their wingers are very bad converters. All the way, all the way back from Sterling and Sané.
When they even brought in Grealish, Steph. Grealish was not really converting.
Grealish wasn't really that.
It wasn't really converting.
Wasn't the right move, Grealish.
Because Grealish was a calm, though.
He was a calm in Aston Villa. He's playing the middle. He also
had that free room stuff.
He kind of roamed freely.
Could be anywhere.
But we mainly saw him in the middle.
Because they just let him create how he wanted to.
Exactly.
But like Grealish, when he came, couldn't convert.
Now City have signed the biggest terrorist in world football.
Is it Doku?
Oh my god!
That guy can't convert to save his life. Like it's basically like
I hate watching that guy.
You can basically
Doku.
He's good. He's good on his feet. Like he's trying. We could compare him to Sancho. But Sancho,
he doesn't have that pace.
You're not understanding, guy. Calm down. We can compare him to Sancho, but Sancho is not going into the box to shoot.
He cannot be compared to Sancho. He's a
Doku.
Sunny.
Leave Temi alone. Temi likes drinking. Doku will go into the box and he will want to like finesse. He would want to cut in and shoot, that kind of thing. Sancho is going to that box.
Jeremy Doku to me is just a repackaged Alan Saint-Maximin. There's nothing else. There's nothing that guy is bringing to any table. He's going to dribble.
But he's looking. But he's looking for the goal.
Players like that, like you know that.
Is he?
If they improve end product.
Like that thing is always the if. Do they ever?
What of someone like Diaz now?
Diaz doesn't do that much anymore. That's the thing. He's not always like just dribbling down the corner. To be fair, even Cristiano, when he first got to United, he had that problem too.
Walker in the mud.
Huh?
Walker in the mud, but let's not go there.
What?
You say Walker in the mud.
Yeah. But yeah, like, oh yeah, yeah. Diaz killed him. But yeah, like.
Twice.
Even Ronaldo had that kind of issue when he had first got into United. And Sir Alex was just like, look the fuck up and play football. Like, can you look up and play?
Yeah.
And he stopped dribbling too much. And he actually started, like, producing. Martinelli currently has that problem. Have you ever seen Martinelli look up when he has the ball at his
feet? Brother just looks at his feet.
Bro, his head is down. He's looking straight down. Like, it's crazy.
But I mean, I like players like Doku. I mean, I just like to watch see players like
take the leg over.
Don't you leg over like...
Then what are you looking for in Doku?
Because if you want a player that dribbles and produces a bit more, we could call people like Zaha. Zaha in his day in Crystal Palace was producing while he was a flary player.
True.
Players that didn't produce while they were flary were people like Yannick Bolasie. Do you remember Bolasie? He was the guy that Zaha took over from at Crystal Palace. He's one of those players that they always like, oh, streets will never forget. He would pull out some FIFA 5-star skills. To aim at the sky. Like, he was so unproductive.
Classic Maximin. Classic.
Bro, I remember this game that Newcastle played against United. Saint-Maximin was destroying United's defense.
Oh, yeah.
Got into the
box. To injure fans with the ball. Like, the guy was
looking at a bird and I want to kill it.
Like, it was crazy. Players like that often don't. And I don't feel like they last long either, to be honest. Because if they end up not producing, then like, why do I keep you?
Where is this guy? Oh my god, Gray. Do you guys remember Gray
in Saudi?
Demarai Gray.
Honestly, I don't know what that guy.
When you
Saudi.
Said that guy's name, serious PTSD knocked me. Because I remember the last ever game Aubameyang played for Arsenal. Demarai Gray scored the winner. It was, I think, like 3-2 or something.
Was this outside shot one nice finish?
Yes, beautiful.
I remember
that
goal, yeah.
Aubameyang now went down the other end and ballooned the ball at the blue final whistle.
I remember.
And that was the last we ever heard from the guy.
Can we...
And that goal, I think that was the last goal now.
Yeah.
Can we classify Gray?
As a winger striker. I mean, if he developed a bit more into the position, obviously,
because
he played
that role though. He played from the right.
I feel like he could have been.
He played from the right and he got into that box and he scored.
He could have been. And another thing about this archetype I've noticed is they are usually right footers. Like it's usually down the left. You rarely see down the right.
Gray was the right or left?
He was a left footer, right?
I think no, now right. That banger.
Sorry, no, yeah. He's a right footer.
Yeah,
he's a right footer
from the right.
Yeah, I think he's a right footer.
I know he scored him one banger from.
Oh,
the
he
right.
was playing left wing now.
No, he was playing right wing.
Yeah, he was playing left wing. That's
was
right.
he playing
no,
left
no,
wing.
He was a left yeah. winger. That yeah, so he was right footer.
Right footer.
Yeah, that's right. Was he?
Yeah, he was. I remember. This is very stupid, but I remember his FIFA card being an LM.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Damn, that's true.
Nobody actually replaced that position in Everton. The left wing.
Yeah, when he left, they tried to... Yeah, you people's savior now, Anthony Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
You'll beef on that.
If Gordon actually remained in Everton, we wouldn't be talking about him. Like
no,
that.
Let's tell the truth.
Well, that's the thing. You make those kind of moves now to be known.
Yeah, true. Sure.
To save your career.
Exactly, to save your career. True.
When he made that move, I was like, Newcastle have signed trash. But look at it now.
Like Rice now. If Rice remained in West Ham, we won't be talking about.
No,
Rice,
you know, right?
No.
Hey, people have killed me.
No, Rice.
West Ham.
He will have been remembered as world class regardless.
Exactly. People are joking.
Yeah.
Rice.
I mean, there's always players like that in the Prem, though.
We know he's good.
Do you
but
remember?
We wouldn't know he's this good.
No, yeah, we would. No, like, it would be like a thing where he turns up for England mostly.
Yeah.
And we'd notice
yeah,
there.
That's true.
It's like, do you remember Leighton Baines?
Sure, sure.
Who? Leighton Baines. He used to play left back for
Baines.
Everton.
Yeah, I remember. Baines.
Yeah, he used to be like an absolute cherish. That guy was borderline world class, but just like he played for Everton, so we never got to like.
That's what I'm saying. If he actually
but
stayed,
like the truth is like he would still be remembered like Leighton Baines, like I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. This but like if Rice remained in West Ham, he wouldn't have got all the like. He would have gotten praises, yes, but not as much as this.
I think
come on, let's
like
be true. Let's be true to ourselves.
But the thing is, I don't think so. I think he would have outshined, like.
Yeah, he would have still outshined. Like
I don't think he would have.
Because he was already outshining.
Exactly,
he was already outshining.
He was.
That's
yeah.
why they sold him from that price.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But we won't be giving him the praise that he's getting now.
Oh, yeah, maybe he won't get that praise of compared to Rodri. But
thank
still,
you.
Still.
If the guy won't compare that guy to Rodri, bro. Come on now, let's be real.
But the thing is that the only thing that differentiates those teams is because I play Champions League, you don't play Champions League. That's it.
Pretty exactly. much.
I play Champions League.
Look at Grealish now. Grealish got a lot of praise. Well, his praise is increased when he
honestly,
entered
I just feel Grealish is in the wrong team. Like,
you know, actually, I feel like he dropped.
Yeah, me too. I do feel like
no, like his praise dropped when he went to Man City.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like
because when he was
well, he
in
got
Aston
injured
Villa,
though.
I guess because like when he was in Aston Villa, Grealish was being like talked about as like top three players in England.
Mm.
Like they're like, oh, this guy is.
Yeah.
Like left backs, right backs. watch your nutmegs. This guy's going to kill you. He goes to City and he's like, fuck off. You're just another winger. Like, who cares?
That's the thing. It's the wrong move. I don't think he fits City system. I don't know, sure.
The thing with Man City,
he is someone that we can say that if he actually stayed in Aston Villa, he would have gotten that much praise.
Oh, for sure, no. Grealish.
He would have gotten that much praise.
Another player who might be on the move this window and also fits the profile of a winger striker, I think at least, is our next topic, Marcus Rashford.
He might be on the move this window.
He might. I've seen a lot of rumors.
United will not sell that boy.
They will.
That's like a fruit.
He should go to Liverpool.
Huh?
I should just throw you with this
money. Blood, wait, what?
You tell me you want Rashford.
Oh no, calm down. Right?
I was scared because you know he's been linked to Arsenal a lot, and I'm like, please God, no, no.
Honestly,
I can't do that.
Please, no,
bro,
no.
Bro, guy. If Rashford,
I can't have that harami on my team. I'm
no,
so sorry.
Actually, if guy, no, that's haram, bro. Like if Rashford goes to Arsenal.
But you guys won't sign him.
Like, let's just say, guy, just like replace Martinelli with Rashford, and like Rashford actually commits.
Oh, beg.
Dog.
Please.
You guys, I think you guys actually.
You know.
I think something.
Okay, let me reference Liverpool fans. I don't do if, ands, or buts.
Well, no, wait. I do.
Rashford is no.
Rashford actually like remove Martinelli and put Rashford in that left wing in Arsenal, and Rashford commits.
I beg.
Brother. If that guy is entering into your box, he's giving... No.
That's the player like Rushford, you can't count on them. Or one season
they
off,
did.
One season on.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, one season off. But,
like
If
we're not winning the league with Marcus Rashford,
there's no way you can't. Like there's no way.
But you know the thing.
Do you guys dream about Rashford in your sleep?
No, like, it's just.
Do you guys just naturally?
It's what you see.
Nah, blood.
Because I don't understand. Like this hatred.
Let me. It's not hatred. It's realities. Look at this. Rashford. I believe Rashford has the potential to be a world-class player like he showed before the World Cup. I think that was before the World Cup, right?
Yeah, before the World Cup.
That was an amazing run by him.
I swear.
He was being compared to fucking Mbappe. Like, it was ridiculous.
I'm telling you, they were comparing to Mbappe.
They're comparing him to Mbappe. Because, like I said again, like, he was playing that winger striker role so amazingly. He was looking like a Henry Regen. But then...
United fucked up.
Just saying.
He just
it's not really his fault, though.
The boy just fell off.
It was him, bro.
It looks like a him problem, if you ask me.
No.
You
no,
can't
the club
keep blaming the club for
because
club
like
started it, though.
But that's the club started. I feel like the club started it.
Me, see, if I'm not trying to be that guy of, oh.
You are that guy.
I'm not trying to see. I just feel like.
You are that guy.
Rashford is not any, it's not that any kind of player. You were born there, like.
Exactly.
When you play for that club, you should play with it, like, with your whole heart, like.
Yeah,
it's
he
my
just
club.
Seems tired of
even if the club is crap, like even if you guys are doing rubbish, I should be like the one to step up.
Exactly.
Look, you're telling me that if Liverpool
like,
now
bro,
to like calm down, you think Trent won't step up?
Like, bro, Waza isn't even from Manchester, but when Man U was bad, look how much he held Man U together.
Who?
Rooney.
Okay.
I swear.
You call him even from Manchester.
Call him Waza.
Waza. You see, this is how you know this guy.
Fuck
doesn't
that?
Know ball.
Who is Waza?
No, they call him Waza.
They call him Waza.
What is Waza?
He's called Waza. That's his nickname.
That's his nickname?
How many times have you heard me say Waza? Did you think I was just talking about your
random I thought like, what's up? That kind of, what's up?
Oh, shit. That shit. Yeah. Like, you
when
can't.
He carried United, like, on his whole.
He carried them.
Played everywhere.
That's even when he dropped into midfield.
I swear, everywhere. I forgot that goal from, what did you have for line?
Yeah.
See, I don't have beef with Rashford. It's just.
I think you do.
He's just really not as productive as he should be. Like, Rashford had an atrocious season. Like, bro, Kai Havertz outscored him. Bruno
Come
outscored
on
him.
Come on, we'll be with you.
Hoyland outscored him.
Hoyland.
Hoyland. outscored him. Lord, let me look at
the list
of, let me bring out the list of players. I'm just going to keep calling players' names and tell you who outscored Marcus Rashford.
You actually do hate this boy.
Premier League.
Like, if it's this deep, you guys actually hate this guy.
It's not deep anything.
Nah. It's tough, though. I think we are quick to forget how good he was.
He's not quick to forget there.
I think you guys are.
So, let's start.
It's looking like he had a peak. There has been no peak now.
He had a
perfect. See, there are good runs and there are peaks.
He had a perfect season.
That is a good run. It's not a peak. Are you comparing Rashford's peak to Salah's peak? Like, I'm confused.
Mm. You know, there was a point in time Rashford had like was part of it. He was part of the highest goal scorers. You know,
he was like there was a point in time
runs,
he should be
good
world
runs,
class.
Exactly.
So let me just start listing: Haaland, Cole Palmer, Isak, Watkins, Foden, Solanke, Salah, Son, Saka, Bowen, Mateta, Nicholas Bloodclot Jackson, Chris Bloodclot Wood, Kai Havertz, Matheus Cunha, Hwang Hee-chan, Wissa, Trossard, Godin, Alvarez, Nunez, Richarlison. Richarlison outscored you.
He was injured for like.
Izzy. Morris.
Izzy.
Who is he? Who is the highest goal scorer?
United.
Hoyland.
This is how many goals?
Ten.
For
real?
I count.
Ten.
That's to tell you that the club is fucking bad.
Ten. Oh, that's what we're talking this about. Season. When your club is
no,
bad.
No, like your club is that bad. And you
guy, you don't
up,
expect me.
Like, look here.
I don't feel. See, I don't feel.
Let me tell you. United's goal difference being that bad is a sign of Rashford being that bad. Because Rashford isn't scoring goals. Therefore, United.
Or he's not getting the balls to score the goals. You want him to dribble from half line to enter
you're
into the.
Him to dribble
so what? The, okay. What is your point now?
Okay, so here's
wait,
the
see,
thing.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm not judging anything by goals or assists.
Yeah.
When you watch him play, you watch the performance. You can see that he's not putting it inside.
Like he's dragging.
Look at players like
feet.
Garnacho. How many goals did Garnacho score? How many goals did Fernandez score? How many goals? Who gonna call it? Kobe Mainoo, all those boys. You can see they are playing for the club. Like I want to play. Like I will sweat for this club. Rashford, bro, just stands on the wing.
Bro is tired. Because like, his club is making him tired.
Like the, for example, your club, for example, look at the game against City in the league. Not the finals. The one he scored in. Mm. He scored an absolute world-class goal. Then Bruno puts a through ball in for you. Kyle Walker just touches your back. And you're like, I don't think I'm going to do this one, you know. Like, he just stopped running.
That's what was not a foul.
Like, one, it wasn't a foul. It wasn't even a foul. They didn't blow you. Because the ref is like, why did this guy stop running, first off? Secondly, you're right in front of the line. You are looking eye to eye with Akanji. You're looking eye to eye with John Stones. And you don't even attempt a tackle. Like,
just put it in, like, little effort.
At least.
Look at Dia. If Dia stopped running, you could have passed Walker. Just keep running, bro.
At least. Like, the reason Darmian is Man United's player of the season is because down that left wing.
Who's Darmian?
I called this brother Darmian.
Garnacho.
Not Garnacho. Their player of the season. Their left back. I called this man Darmian.
Dalo.
I called Dalo Darmian. The reason Dalo was their player of the season.
Who is Damian? Okay, nobody. Damian.
No, you Darmian used to play for United. Do you remember Darmian? He used to be their right back. Mm. He also played. He's kind of the same player as Dalo, if you ask me. But yeah, Dalo, the reason he was their player of the season is because down that left side, there was absolutely no one helping him. So he had to quarantine himself.
I swear.
He had to push the ball.
And this is an original right back.
Like, he's a right back. He's winning player of the season for Manchester United at left back.
I swear. Like, can you imagine?
I can imagine. Because he's United, bro.
Praise has used Rashford too much on FIFA. So
that's why.
You know the funniest
part? he's used too many R1s.
you know the funniest part? I do not use Manchester United.
Oh, yeah, because he cheats with Tottenham every time. That's all he does.
All
he does is pick up Son and run with the ball.
I do not use Manchester United. All I see is why I feel that he is an exceptional player.
Should
be an exceptional player because I have watched Rashford. He's one of the players I have actually watched.
But nobody's saying he's not exceptional.
That's the thing. We've been defending this guy.
Was a terrorist. When I mean terrorist, like, back then, I feared to face Manchester United.
I'm telling you, the last season, when we played United in their house, I was scared of Rashford, like, when he was running. But, like, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like players like that, players like Rashford, when you look at every team, there's that one guy. You think about Arsenal. What do you think of first, Saka?
No.
What do you think of first?
What do you think of first?
Think of Rice first.
That's crazy. That's
I'm not even going to talk about that. When you think about City, what do you think of Haaland, KDB?
No.
Haaland starts KDB.
I think
Kovacic.
he will lie and say he has deep ball knowledge. I think of Oscar Bob.
I think of Vadio.
Okay.
You think of Vadio.
When you look at Spurs, think of Son.
No,
I think of Bentancur.
I think of Sar.
Do you get what I'm going to? They're just those players. When you look at United, Rashford should be the one you might think of.
I think of Onana.
Think of Onana, shit.
That's the world class.
You should be the one to step up.
I feel.
Step up for you now.
I feel. But still,
in Rashford, how many years has he been United? I can't pick any point where I said, "Oh, this was his peak." It's just good runs. Okay, I had a good run this season.
And the guy is already 26. You know, he's supposed to be
26. Bro.
He's supposed to be entering the peak of his career. I think Mbappe is a year younger. No, Mbappe is 25.
Younger, 25.
He might have trends. And Mbappe is miles. He's miles clear of this guy.
PSG.
What happened? Bro, Mbappe will go to Madrid.
So
and
now you see why this guy thinks. why he thinks I'm an advocate
PSG.
For other leagues. He's calling a player like Mbappe. Like, just that statement alone, him trying to say that the reason Mbappe is that way is because of PSG.
It's
a clear sign that this guy doesn't know ball.
Can I put Mbappe in Prem? He will terrorize everybody.
Brother.
Mbappe.
I know, finish all of us.
Like, even in the World Cup now.
His banter. Don't worry.
Because I was scared for a second. Yeah, I'm like, there's no way.
When Rashford came out, I was like, this guy will like stand with Mbappe. Like, let's see how he will.
Exactly. Like, this is the next rivalry.
Yeah, exactly, his next rivalry.
We cannot replace him.
Let's see.
I think we are quick to forget that he's that good.
There's no quick to forget. There was nothing to remember, guy. There's nothing to remember.
Ah.
What is there to remember?
Like, it's It's too
There's
many.
Nothing to remember you see, about Rashford.
Like, you okay, someone would think you're a United fan.
Here's the thing, yeah. Like, Rashford is a great player. Obviously, we've said this like 5 times in the middle of this. But, like, it's too many big patches of mediocrity. Like, too many big patches of him just,
you know,
being
for,
there.
For you to say that there's nothing to remember about Rashford, it means that you actually dreamt about this boy. Like, I think you actually dreamt about him and he actually did something to you in your
there's
sleep.
Nothing doing to
like,
me.
Probably he killed your dog or something like that. Because you can't tell me that there's nothing to remember about Rashford, bro.
You still don't understand. You don't understand what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
If there was anything to remember about Rashford that is that significant, Southgate will have at least had him on the bench.
Southgate said it's about.
Thank you.
Southgate said
it's
about.
No, it's about performance.
About performance,
right.
But
here's the thing. Here's the thing. Mm. It's about performances.
Henderson
cool down.
He didn't call up Henderson.
He didn't call up Henderson because he's trying to build a new midfield very clearly. Anyways, if he was about, if it was that case, Aaron Ramsdale played like what 4 matches this season.
Thank you.
But he took him.
Luke Shaw is injured.
Luke Shaw, right.
Which other goalkeeper do we have that is better than Ramsdale, please?
Pickford.
He took Pickford. He took he took Tom Heaton. Tom Heaton. He took Nick Pope.
Exactly. My point.
Nick Pope made it.
I think he took Nick Pope.
Wow. My point exactly.
But that's the thing. That's what I'm trying. That's what Farouk is trying to say.
Yeah,
if
like
Rashford had a peak moment.
That was like so memorable to that
like
degree. You'd be like, okay, this guy didn't play right now, but
Ramsdale,
I can take him for the terror.
Look, Ramsdale in his matches that he has played for Arsenal, bored. Yes or no?
Bored.
Yes.
Who man was that the guy?
Brentford.
That misplaced ball, but after that showed class. Ateta said it himself.
But the thing
bro,
is that but if that's the case, then Kaminsky would be at the Euros.
But wait now. We are saying performance.
Yeah.
In the little matches you've played, did you ball?
Wait, you're not understanding.
In the little matches you've played.
You're not grabbing what I'm saying.
Farouk is saying,
if it was that high of a peak.
Exactly. Mm. If there was that peak to remember.
Then that means that just based off of what you know this guy can do, you will take him.
It's like if Kane, let's say Kane only scored 10 goals this season, not the goals. You're telling me that he won't still make that time. He will still make it because he has had those moments. I cannot.
And what
pick
is he going to do?
The only moment of Russia that can pick is against PSG, that Champions League. I think it was Champions League match. That was the only moment like, oh, that was a good match by Rashford. Apart from that, I can't pick anything. When
like he's great, but he's not going to be remembered as a world beater.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just waiting for next season. You know, this is how you guys wear.
You see, that's what we say every season.
This
I'm waiting wait, for
no,
next season.
Wait, no, come on. This is how you guys wear. This
I'm waiting for next season.
Wait, now. This is how
next
you.
Next season, Rashford.
This is how you guys wear. This beginning of season, when I was telling you guys about Isak. Like this is how you guys wear. And I'm happy actually that you guys are actually feeling like this because next season, if Rashford balls, all of your inching is like.
But the thing is that if
your inching is like crates, I'll ship
you
up. I'll ship you up to his house.
Wait, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Oh yeah, Rashford balls next season. It's called 20 goals next season. The other season after this season, and it goes off like that's what
right.
He keeps doing.
It's
every
too
time.
Inconsistent.
I'm going to decide to ball this season, and next season I'm going to slip off. Like,
so then, tell me why you're going to forget that he had 20 goal contributions? Like why are you? No. Wait, no. See, you have to watch what you say. You said what is there to remember about Rashford? If a player scored 20 goals, and you're telling me you're not going to remember him?
I'm going to ask you one question.
Who is the highest goal scorer this season?
I'm going to ask Alan.
Who is it? Who is the highest goal scorer this season? Haaland. How many goals does he have?
27.
20 what?
27.
Please tell it to tell me well. 20 what?
Do you Rashford have?
Hello. I'm going to use your point.
I want to see
you
what
you
say.
You said no. Wait now. Wait.
Praise,
you said
this is for the record.
For the record. No. Temi said that you will not remember Rashford. I'm like okay. Oh no. Calm down. How many goals does Haaland have this season?
27.
Who is below him? Palmer. Yes. 26. Very good. If a player had 20 goals, hear me out. A player had 20 goals. You're telling me you're not going to remember that player?
Can I talk now? Are you doing?
Blood. Come on now.
Let me ask you one question.
He didn't go where he thought he was going. Where I thought he was going. Thank God. So,
please, what is the definition of peak? Give me a salad I think has had a peak moment.
A player?
Yeah. What's your definition of peak?
Just a peak. When you have hit your peak, is that? Let's say in 4 seasons consecutively, you've been there, like okay. You've been top.
Oh, yeah, give me an example of a player like that.
We can say, Haaland. We can say Haaland.
Don't give me Haaland. I don't want Haaland. Give
we
me
can
someone
say Mbappe.
That has been,
give me somebody that's just.
Give me
like
someone in your team. Give me someone in your team.
Okay.
I want someone in Liverpool
that has a peak. Ooh.
Or should give you someone.
I could say Salah.
Exactly, Salah.
I could say Van Dijk.
Can I ask you a question now? Are you going to compare? So please compare the peak that Salah has had, and I can still argue that Salah is still in his peak. Compare Salah's peak and Rashford's peak, and please tell me which one. Tell me which one.
But like you
tell
said,
me which one is the definition of peak?
But like, right. Exactly, okay, Salah. But like you said, no.
Let's not even.
I'm actually fine though. Like, let's not even
go. Let's not even go as far as Salah. We can turn it down a little bit. Mm. Let's look at someone like Antoine Griezmann.
Thank you.
I'm actually fine with this peak shit, bro. My own is that. When you bring in remembrance,
we are not saying that Rashford is bad, but what we are saying is Rashford isn't going to be remembered at the height of the rest of the players that are the greats of this generation.
English, come on now. Now we are talking, bro. Now we are talking. You
but
don't
we said that
you,
already.
No. You said we are not going to remember Rashford.
Uh-huh. He's not going to be remembered the same way.
The same way we remember other people. Fine. But
okay,
come on
here's
now.
A good example.
We are going to remember he was a terrorist.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yes.
But here's the thing. The same, we don't remember what's his name, the white man striker hero. What's his name?
What's
he played for Newcastle.
White man.
All-time top scorer Premier League.
Alan Shearer.
We don't remember Alan Shearer.
This guy just called him white, bro.
White
man.
He's the white man hero of football. Like. Okay, like, look at Alan Shearer and compare him. Sorry, before I keep going, the white man hero of football is actually George Best. It's ridiculous to me the way they talk about that guy. They talk about that guy like he's Pele or some shit. But if we don't remember Alan Shearer the same way we remember someone like Paul Gascoigne. I'm pretty sure you don't even know who Paul Gascoigne is.
Wallahi, I don't.
Right. Like, you see what I mean? Paul Gascoigne played for Tottenham, and he had a few of those, like, world-beater seasons, but he's not remembered that way. Rashford could be remembered like as a slightly better Jermaine Defoe.
Try.
But isn't that true?
That's true.
Defoe was good though.
Yeah, but slightly better Jermaine Defoe.
I don't even know. That slightly better is so much.
The slightly better is even a lot because Jermaine Defoe in Tottenham was actually crazy.
That Defoe is even it's too much.
I think you guys actually hate this boy.
Anyways, before we outstretch time, let's go to our last segment.
Exactly.
And let
it be known for the record that Temi and Farouk actually hate Rashford. I'm not even lying. Like, I feel they actually go to Rashford's page and type shit on his comments box, bro.
Rashford.
Anyways.
It's calm.
Anyways.
There's no problem.
Now that we're on to our last segment, would just be what we think about the international competitions this summer. So we have the Euros, we have Copa America. So who do we think is bringing it home? What players do you think might stand out?
You know, Timmy might say England. And
are you calling me? Say your own.
Timmy might say England. But you know me, see? We all say England. We all say this
France.
Nigga, at the end of the day, it's going to be like a small thing like Croatia or Turkey or... Bruh.
You know, there's a conspiracy theory that every Euros, Turkey is the dark horse. But when last did they win it? Do you know how many times people always say, oh, Turkey is my dark horse team. Just watch. Turkey comes, they're out in groups. Like, it happens so many times.
Doesn't that happen, like, every Euros? Like, we say, okay, these guys will win, but at the end of the day, they don't win. Like, see England now. We see England win last year. Last Euros. Last Euros.
I mean, they made it to the final.
And what happened? They missed two penalties. Who won?
Who missed that penalty?
Rashford and Saka. and who?
Sancho.
And Sancho and
your
who?
Your best boys.
He was them. It was them three.
Saka scored?
He didn't score.
Thank you very
Rashford,
much.
Rashford, Saka, Sancho.
Good.
What has Saka gone on to do after that?
What has Sancho gone on to do when he went back to Dortmund?
I beg, please don't.
I'm talking about going. I'm talking about immediately after.
You cannot call Sancho because, bro, United destroyed him.
I'm not doing this again.
Anyways,
but no.
Who do you think?
Hey, we are not going. Bro, no. Let's not be as if I'm talking like in my head.
You're talking in your head.
United okay, so we are going to agree that United did not destroy Sancho. Fine, no problem.
Who said he didn't?
Since we all want to start lying, no problem. Guys, I am 6 foot tall. A If I stand, I can touch the sun.
Oh my god!
Because you can't. Guy knows. No, like, I feel. Sancho.
I probably agree with you. Maybe.
Sure.
United.
United distressed players. It's not today.
Exactly. It's not
it's
today.
It's so not it's today. Like it's like okay. United distressed players. The sky is blue. Like, they've been doing this for years.
United players, please. I would give you the address of Farouk's. No. You guys stays with me.
No. Like. This guy's trying to dox himself.
Boys, calm, calm, calm.
Who do you have? Tell me. Okay, yeah, who do you think will win? Sorry.
Between Italy and Spain, actually.
Italy and Spain.
I think it has been long. Spain has actually held the cup.
My problem with Spain is they don't seem to be clinical in front of goal.
Yeah.
They don't really have any strikers.
Isn't Morata?
I don't even think they took Morata.
I think having...
Did you call Morata?
I think so. You not check that up for me, please.
No, they called Morata.
But I know that the two guys that they have are Jose Lu and Ayuze Perez.
You know, we can argue that having no striker is like the cheat code for winning for winning the league. Like, if you want to win the league, don't have a striker.
Maybe
you
just have a striker. Maybe.
Because
your goals will come from
your
somewhere.
Goals will come from somewhere. City did it. Real Madrid did it.
Okay, I
had a feeling that.
But like, even Morata himself, Morata is.
Bruh.
Come on.
Morata will shock us.
If Morata shot Tupac will still be alive.
Jesus.
Like, Morata is a very bad finisher.
It might shock us, bro. Morata will turn up.
The only person that I know on Spain's team that has been turning up for them recently is Dani Olmo.
Olmo, exactly.
Did you see his goal? Bro, he and who were they playing? Brazil?
Was it Brazil?
I think it was a friendly Brazil. Against Brazil.
Why isn't Brazil part of Euros though?
No, Brazil isn't.
No, it's Copa America.
Copa America.
They are in South America.
Jesus.
Bro, where did you think Brazil was?
European. I was about to be like, what is this guy on about? I'm like, because I think it's been long we've heard of Brazil as a team.
I mean, yeah, that's because Brazil hasn't had like a very consistent goal.
Because I know the last World Cup, bro, I didn't hear Brazil.
Apart from that one Richarlison goal.
And that's why like during these Euros, I'm like, where is Brazil? Because even in Copa America, bro.
Yeah, I don't think... Have they won it in a while?
Shit, bro.
Copa America, they haven't won it in a while.
They do shit. What happened? Like, I heard that Brazil, like, something don't have a team. Was it them?
That what?
Don't have a team?
They do.
No, like, they have a team, but... I saw this somewhere. I've forgotten. That they signed out of a competition or...
Oh, really? That's weird. I didn't know about any of that. Just moving on.
I think England are going to win it. And I think Trent will be playoff tournament. Trent in midfield. It's a shock all of you.
Then Bosnia and Herzegovina catch them in round of 16 and give them one dirty 3-0.
Or Iceland.
Or Serbia.
Iceland won them.
No blood. I see Patrick Schick doing a mad thing on England.
Guy did Iceland later on.
No, do you know who is going to give England a bloody nose? Denmark. Just wait and see. Denmark is going to give England a bloody nose.
Who is Denmark striker?
I don't even know. That's what I'm saying.
They have Eriksen.
Well, that's true. I remember that tragedy.
Yeah, they have Eriksen.
And one other guy I fought on the team. But first, I think England can make it. I won't lie. I think they can win it. I don't know
this
why.
This guy, he plays Milik. Where is he?
Milik plays for Poland.
If Poland catch England.
Argentina also winning this stuff. Copa America.
Who? Argentina?
Yeah.
Bro, do you know I would hate that? Because they would have Messi back on some discussions.
No.
Okay, this is post. They've already had the...
Exactly.
Ah, thank God.
He's gone.
Ronaldo is not gone, though. Ronaldo is playing for Portugal right now.
Please, can we leave dinosaur bones in the ground?
I swear, Ronaldo and Messi, they're
like, so we have a rule, guys. We have a rule on our podcast. We don't do Ronaldo and Messi debates.
We don't do that.
Because we don't talk about seasons by God.
Farouk and I don't do that. Tell me still does.
What do I do? I don't do anything.
Like I said, if Messi actually came and said, don't worry, we'll blow this one out. If Messi actually came and said, here is my dick. Tell me we'll hold it and be like, thank you.
Well, it's calm. Let's not
go there.
Yeah, we don't glaze those two old men here.
No, I think their time is over.
I'll take Messi in Liverpool.
Their time is over.
I mean,
so you're telling me you won't take Messi in Arsenal?
Why would I take Messi, no,
bro? Like, that's slow motherfucker.
You know, you know, there's another conspiracy theory in football. There's another serious conspiracy theory. Arsene Wenger has had discussions to sign everybody. He has had discussions to sign Zlatan. He has had discussions to sign Ronaldinho. He had discussions to sign Messi, Ronaldo. He almost signed Benzema like 5 times. he had discussions to bring back Fabregas. There's no one that this guy didn't almost sign. Like, no one. So, like, even saying, oh, would you take this guy as I was like, hey, we could have. If Wenger was serious enough.
What would you think will win it?
Okay, so...
Oh, yeah, sorry to cut you off. Brazil don't have a team in EA.
Oh, the video game, right? Yeah, that whole conspiracy is so stupid.
For real? Yeah, they don't
have a team. The Brazilian league is gone. The Brazilian league is gone. The Brazilian national team is in EAFC.
I know I saw it somewhere. That's crazy.
Yeah, bro. It's not there anymore. But yeah, my dark horse is Germany.
Mm. Ooh, because it's their land.
Mm. Are they playing at home?
Yeah. No, it's oh, Euros is Germany. Yeah.
Okay, so my dark horse is Germany. I do see Germany going far. Okay. I think Germany has been not good for too long be good in this tournament.
They have a lot of good players right now, bro.
They don't waste turnover.
Yeah, they have Ritz.
That's the thing.
Pronounce his name for me well.
Vets.
I call him Ritz.
I think with Nagelsmann, they could probably go far.
I think they could go far. Just based on the fact that Germany have an obligation to play good football. Exactly. Like, yeah. Just based off of that. I don't know.
Who hosted 100%. The last one?
Yours.
Yeah, last year. Who hosted the last one?
I don't remember.
Italy won.
Yeah.
But they didn't host it.
I don't think they hosted.
We have Google, don't worry.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know 100% that I believe Germany would win. But I do see them making a very deep run, and I do see them breaking a few hearts here and there. I think my standout player for the tournament.
No way.
Mbappe.
That's too obvious. It's too obvious. Like, I don't want to go with Mbappe. I think somebody that could break out this tournament for, like, the world to see would be Florian Wirtz. Mm. Because people didn't watch the Bundesliga last season, so they don't know what kind of terror that guy is. So I think this Euros, he would have a breakout for, like, most people to like understand what's going on. Yeah. Who do you think would you said you thought Argentina in Copa America?
Yeah, I think they could win it. I feel like the thing with Argentina now is probably before the World Cup, yeah, like obviously I won't be calling them out, but like ever since they won the World Cup, like they just win games like when they play, like it's just we play, we win, like we score the goals and all that. Like there's no
London.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. Mm. I do remember the last... Because I remember them saying, oh, all black people leave the stadium because of that whole thing. Don't you remember when they missed the penalties?
Oh.
And, like, on Twitter, there was a whole thing that they were like, oh, I hope all the black people are safe because there was so much, like, racist... so much, like...
Yeah, I remember.
London, UK now.
Yeah, that was the last... Okay, yeah, the last Euros was across Europe. I'm just remembering this. Because it didn't have a host nation.
It was across Europe.
Yeah.
That's true.
But and London. The final was in Wembley, right?
It was in Wembley, yes. Yeah.
UK.
Yeah.
I was wondering, like, London, like...
England. England went to Wembley and lost.
And you know, that was the first time they were in a major tournament finals since 1966 in Wembley.
England, you went to the Wembley and lost.
The Wembley.
It's like going to your home.
No, like, cause like that's why it was such a shocker. Cause tough. Like, at least they should bring it home at home.
Like you get bring it home at home. And like, okay, this is our. You know what? This reminded me of Eric Ten Hag.
we
bring the cup back
home. Can I have speech, eh?
Him and what's this guy? Was he Messi that said?
The cup is coming back to the Bernabeu.
Technically,
Messi himself don't leave Bernabeu.
Technically, Eric brought it back home, though.
I mean, sure. We can say so.
He brought it back home.
He's not sacking. That's my own.
No, they are not sacking.
They made the decision.
They're not sacking. I need him in Prem. In bottle of the boat.
But yeah, Praise, who do you think wins this Copa America?
I feel. Mm. Actually, don't know, bro. Mm. Chill.
I thought you were going to say Brazil.
Nah, Brazil.
Do you know who I have though? Mm. I think Colombia.
Colombia.
Colombia might actually do something.
Luis Diaz, Colombia.
Yeah.
I don't think they have the
way. The way they are currently built, they look like a tournament team. Mm. They look like a team that can just spam winning games in tournaments.
And even the way they play,
Exactly. So I think, and I think James is back.
Yeah, James is back.
Yeah, so I think.
One shout is also Uruguay. But they also don't turn up, that's the problem. They don't turn up.
Uruguay.
Look at I think it was Ghana now. I was so surprised that game.
That was Ghana. No, like Ghana wanted to get their league back. That's just so.
They were so happy.
No, Ghana needed. No, they needed their league back. Yeah. Like after 2010, they couldn't see Uruguay and just allowed them cross the road. You get. But yeah, I think Colombia might make a deep run. I don't know. Brazil look exciting too.
That's the problem. They always look exciting.
They always look exciting.
Every time, bro.
Brazil is just skills, bro. Just skills. Go there.
They have a solid defense. Their defense is quite solid.
They have a midfield.
They have a midfield for the first time in a while.
Who's a midfield? Okay.
They have Guimarães, Paqueta, and whoever the fuck they want to throw in there.
The Ederson, Atalanta.
Yeah. They have Ederson, Atalanta. They have. Let's just check who they choose. I think that's the safest bet here.
I'm just thinking Brazilian midfielders.
I feel Salah will win AFCON.
AFCON win.
I beg. That guy has zero AFCON stees.
My point exactly.
Bro, no, he's never winning.
AFCON.
No, he's
I
not
think
winning.
He would win it.
Bro, I'm actually going to die on this issue. Salah is the worst AFCON player.
Because
he has less AFCON stees than Drogba.
See.
This
I
last don't AFCON, know.
This
I
last
don't
AFCON
know.
Got injured. The previous one. I think
they got to finals.
They got to finals and
against Senegal.
So I don't know.
Mani dog walked him.
I have a feeling.
Serious.
Uh-huh. Who? What happened?
Mani dog walked.
He dog walked Salah.
There was no pain is called.
No, like that. No, like here's the thing. Let's not forget that AFCON is not every other major tournament.
True.
If you don't have AFCON stees, you don't have AFCON stees, and it's as simple as that. The only reason Nigeria went far this last AFCON. It's because they were players that genuinely had that AFCON stees on the team. Did Osimhen score anything? No. But does he have AFCON stees? He sure as hell does.
AFCON stees.
Like, AFCON stees is a real thing. Bro, do you remember Basogog? He used to play for Cameroon. Yes. Do you remember when Cameroon won AFCON? There was this one guy. I don't know what club he played for. I think he was playing for some club in Egypt. Basogog. Bro, Cameroon? That guy.
No.
That
Cameroon.
Guy was playing. He was playing ball like. I've never seen it before. Like, he had 99 pace, 99 finishing. Like, I just couldn't grab him.
It's true, sure. AFCON ball is different.
It's very different.
Yeah, it's kind of different.
Look at South Africa. Name one player on South Africa. Don't say Percy Tau. Name a single player that plays for South Africa and don't say Percy Tau. You are really diverging. You are helpful that diverging. Because that was so wrong.
Don't worry.
That was so wrong.
But no. I stayed out of the mic. But it's calm. But I don't actually know anybody in South Africa. Like, as a player.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. AFCON sees 100%.
Cameroon's greatest player was Eto'o now.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm saying like the last AFCON they won. Bro, look. Vincent Aboubakar.
That's a Cameroon guy.
That's what I'm saying.
The striker guy.
Yes, do you see that guy play ball anywhere
else? Yeah, he just. Like, there are some people that
they just turn
like,
up.
Yeah, they just turn up in AFCON, yeah.
They just turn up.
They don't
up
do anything. They don't
he
do
he turned
yeah,
up
World Cup,
Cup too.
Also. They don't do anything, they just come to.
Anyways, by the way, just to draw back, right before we end the episode, Brazil's midfield is. Andreas Pereira, Ederson.
Made it.
Yeah, he made it.
Wow.
João Gomes, Bruno Guimarães, Douglas Luiz, Lucas Paqueta, Pepe from Porto. Ah, that guy gave us hellfire.
Ooh, I think Brazil have a team though.
Yeah, that's their midfield. Their attackers are Savinho, Vinicius, Martinelli, Rafinha, Evan Nilsson, and Edri.
You didn't call up Richarlison?
Sorry, Rodrigo. No, they didn't call up Richarlison.
Damn.
You don't remember that whole
I remember.
Him and Gabriel had a fight.
Yeah, I remember.
He posted, was it on Twitter or on Instagram? Like he said Brazil's first choice striker versus Brazil's seventh choice defender.
He made
for real.
That's what Richarlison said. Then and Gabriel, he ended up not making the team. Like, and Gabriel was picked.
Gabriel was...
When was this?
This was like the last game we played against. The last game Arsenal played against Tottenham.
They used it to mock him.
Richarlison.
As Marshall. And he said he was trying to repent. Repent my ass.
I still feel bad for the guy, though. I hope he finds peace.
Still finds peace.
Bro, he's troubled.
I hope, no, because like actually though, like he did go through a lot after the World Cup and the way people treated him. So not to say that he has any right to be that shitty of a person to Gabriel, but no, like come on, like that's your national team teammate. Exactly. You don't just say things like that. True. He's such a low blow. Yeah,
exactly.
Like
true.
And to go and to take it to socials too. Like
I swear.
He's the kind of person that wherever he leaves, like whatever club he goes to, I think if he doesn't like get job, like if he doesn't sort himself right, he will be trash.
You know, just before we end the episode, Richarlison is a perfect case study for a striker that was a winger that shouldn't be a striker. Because when he played for Watford, he was a winger.
For real?
And I don't know if it was Marco Silva. Yeah. He was a winger. And I don't know if it was Marco Silva in Everton that had the bright idea to put him down the middle. So he's another very good example of a player that maybe should be playing off that left forward side.
But he isn't bad as a striker, sure.
He's not horrible.
He's good on the air.
He's
very good on the air.
But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, it has been an amazing episode. It was quite long though. Thank you guys for tuning in. This has been
a roller coaster.
An experience. See you guys next week.